Ego five short readers of Parshas Korach, Shchodesh Tammuz, Halonish Belinshas, Rachaprabas and Moshe, Nachman, Daniel, Ben Aryeh Tzvi. Parshas Korach is always very special to me because my Bar Mitzvah Parsha, my father's Bar Mitzvah Parsha, my Rav of Parsha, Baruch Hashem. First idea comes to us from the Rebino of Biala Rebbe, Reyitz Yaakov of Biala. The fifth pasuk in our Parsha, Vidaber El Korach, Vekol Ados, Leimor, Boker, Veyoda, Hashem, Etz Hashem, Sod, Vesor, Ikrivi, Ikrivi, Dov. Basically, Moshe and Aaron tell Korach, you know what? Let's check back in the morning to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see who is right. What does Lashon of Boker? So my Farshim said that they realize that they deal with why dafk in the morning. What do you have to do overnight? Not for now. What's the Lashon of Boker? Says Bi'al Rebbe Kasher Tivakru is Maaseichem Boker. Right, Boker doesn't just mean morning. Boker means Livaker, to check. So what was Moshe saying? Lemar Boker. When a Jew is boker, when a person will check his ways, az tuchel lizchus liskar elav hikri elav, then he could come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes in life, we have to take that moment, we have to take that pause, as the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh tells us, v'lo sasuru acharit, not v'lo sasuru acharit, it goes, the pasuk in Shema, v'avaritem mehera, v'avaritem the mehera. You know what we should lose? V'avaritem, lose the mehera. The busyness of life, the business of this and that, going to get this many and that, get the chasada. No, pause, take a pause. Says Bi'al Rebbe, Boker, a Jew's got to take those times to be able to reflect, to truly reflect, and to think about, and to really go into internalize their Yiddishkeit. Kasher devakros masechan Boker, then v'zoch to v'hikr closer to Hashem. Mordechai Shapiro likes to say, Rav Mordechai Shapiro, the Talmud Muvok of Rav Aaron Kalder, the Rav of Beth Israel, for many years here in Miami Beach, and he says, we can say this in Hala, Yosef Hashem Aleichem, and a Jew is Yosef, and a Jew wants to increase Hashem Aleichem. And Kadosh Baruch Hu, Abolatar Messiah, so the Gemara in Yuma and Makkos tells us, Kadosh Baruch Hu, when a person comes to be purified, Kadosh Baruch Hu will help them. Kadosh Baruch Hu will help them succeed. It's a beautiful idea of always looking inwards, then being able to look upwards as well to grow. A beautiful idea of the Bi'al Rabbi, the Hashem Tov, Ramoda Hashem, to near number two. The Din number two comes to us from the Sefer Noah Megadim, as Rav Simon quotes it, one of the classical Chassidish Sfarim. Pasuk Tes, really Yishar, Pasuk Ches, it says Zayin Ches, Yemar Mashar, Yemar Chosh, Minah B'nei Levi, Hama'at Mikim, Ki Hivdil Elokei Yisrael, Eschem Me'adas Yisrael. Basically says to lower yourself, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated you to be B'nei Levi, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Mishkan. What's the deeper idea here? Says the Noah Megadim, a Jew, when they're put up in a state of position, a leadership, a person has to make sure that they live lives of humility. You want to know why you should humble yourself? Chadosh Baruch Hu made you separate. As we see by Moshe Rabbeinu, he said, Anochi of and Avram Avinu, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Anachnu, Ma, and Avram Avinu said, Anochi of Eifer, Lamad is Atzmichem. The Rebbeinu Shem wants us to be humble. The Rebbeinu Shem wants us to know the midah of anava, specifically when it comes to the leaders, especially when it comes to the leaders of Klai. So says the Noam Megad, Hama'at Mikem, should lower yourself. Kihidi alakim achesu, Kadosh Baruch Hu separated you. Right? The Gemara tells us, B'makam galusa shamte an v'sanuso, the place of Kadosh Baruch Hu's greatness, that's the place where you can see Kadosh Baruch Hu's humility. You look at Rav Shechter sometimes in a shir, he says, I don't know. Rashi says, I don't know. The biggest gedolim are able to say, I don't know. Look at the Kedusha slavery, he says this all again, but we'll say it again. Moshe kiba Torah misina. Moshe got the Torah from Sinai. No, he didn't. He got the Torah from Hashem. Says the Kedusha slavery on Avos. He got the Midah of Anava. Midah of Anava. When Kadosh Baruch went to all the mountains, Har Sinai said, why would you want to put on me? That's what Moshe Rabbeinu required from Sinai. The Midah of Anava. Not to feel bad about yourself, but to realize all your koichos come from the Rabbeinu Shalom. Ah, what an incredible insight from the Noam Megadim and the Kedusha slavery. Moving on to the number three. At the end of the day, we're going to stick with the Kedushas Levi. This is the first pasuk of Sheni. Aflo Eretz Zavas Chalav Devash, the son of a Titalem Nachlas of Acherim. Says Dalsan and Aviram, you know what? You didn't even get us, bring us to Eretz Israel. Why doesn't Korach make this argument? Why does Korach also state this? By the way, you know, you said you're going to bring us to Eretz Israel. You didn't even bring us to Eretz Israel. Kedushas Levi says, why did Korach make this argument? Why did Dalsan and Aviram only make this argument? Says the Kedusha Slevi, Tanazu Shadas Raviram, Lo Nemra Adi Korach, wasn't said to Korach, why? Ma'achashel Ben Eli, Lo Nigzah Shemos B'Midbar. Because Ben Eli weren't supposed to die in the Midbar. The Gzera of the Meraglim wasn't against them. Mikan, Ochocho, Noseva, Shekhmanos, Haisa, Rakla, Atzmo. They were only talking to Raviram, only talking about themselves. Filach, Lotan, Koran, Osa, Taina, Kevin, Shalais, and Ogres, he loved. You know why Korach didn't mention? Because it didn't affect him. He wasn't Nogeya B'Davar. He was going to go into Eretz Yisrael either way. At the end of the day, he wasn't no gay bedover, and that's what in the dozen of Yom word be. And that's why they said this whole Indian, why did you look? You didn't even bring us the territory to Israel. Good for you. What did you do? Moshe made it for us. And this is an incredible lesson that Rabbi Zweig said in my Shabbos Ufraf, Rabbi Zweig Shlita, he said from Rav Hirsch, the mission says in Pirkei Avos in the fifth chapter, any machlokas is for Hashem will last, any of the machlokas that's not for Hashem will not last. What's machlokas that's for Hashem? Hillel the Shammai, what's machlokas not for Hashem? Not Hashem Shemaim, Korach v'chaladaso. It says Rav Hirsch, it should say Korach v'chaladaso versus Moshe, or Korach v'chaladaso versus Moshe and Aaron, or Korach v'chaladaso versus Hashem. It just says Korach v'chaladaso, one side. Says Rav Hirsch, when someone's so not Hashem Shemaim, and you're only in it for yourself, you can't even see the other side. You can't even see someone else's perspective, says the Rav Hirsch. That's why it says, because there's only one side. Korach b'chol dosim. That's exactly this Kedushas Levi, why Korach does not bring it up. Moshe's flaw, they need to bring them into territory to Israel, because it didn't affect Korach and only affected Dosan Nevi'im. What an incredible lesson to always try to see things from other people's perspectives, making sure that we are open-minded, making sure that as long as they fall under the Shulchan Aruch, we're able to be able to glean and to find the Kedusha in every halal. Beautiful idea of the Kedusha Zevi from Rabbi Zweig from Rav Hirsch. Moving on to Din number 4. Din number 4 comes to us in Meshech Chachma, second week in Noah of Meshech Chachma. I think Dr. Belzan and Noah, my friend Noah Mishkov, helping me understand this Meshech Chachma. Perek Dezayin, Pasuk Yedzayin. So Moshe has this whole plan. You know what we're going to do? Everyone's going to bring their Ketores. Aaron's going to bring his medals and his pans and his Ketores. And Korach will also. And we'll see. Who's ever carbon is able to eat it up, that'll be the chosen. Why Dafka, says the Meshech Chachma, does it say, Va'ata va'aron ish machtaso, that everyone will bring his personal machtas, his personal pan? Machtas, says the Meshech Chachma, we know at the end of the day, the Gemara tells us on Sanhedrin, Tezayin Mabez, that at the end of the day, every kli in a Meshicha, every kli needed an anointment. If Aaron would have used the kli, the Ketores pan from the Mishkan, versus Korach, what would happen? People would have said, oh, the only reason why Aaron only was victorious was because he used the kli from the Mishkan. He used the one that already had Meshicha in it. Says the Meshech Chachma, Lachin Siva Sheichu Gam Aaron Gam Korach, Aaron and Korach would be on the same level. Machtos Mishalahem. They had to bring their fire and their pans. Mishalahem She'en Mishal Tzibor. At the end of the day, they had to bring their personal ones. And not from the Tzibor, to be able to make sure there will be no tainas after the Aaron would win and say, oh, it wasn't fair, he already had the Kedusha, he already had the Kedusha from the Mishkan. No. Aaron Moshe was very careful. Ish machtaso. Aaron's going to bring his own machtas, his pans and fire and ketores, and Korach, you will as well. To make sure that they'll have no tainas and all. And I feel like this is a trend in making sure there were, as much as we want to be part of the Kehillah, we also have to understand where each one of us are soldiers of the Ribbono Shel Olam. We have a personal connection to Hashem. That each one of us are B'nai B'chor Yisrael. Each one of us have a chelik in our Torah, and each one of us have a personal relationship where each one of every single person has to feel that love that we're the one and only child of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And if we have that, Rav Kluger explains as well that at the end of the day we'll feel very geschmack about our Yiddishkeit, not arrogance, but feel importance in everything, in every little thing, in every big thing that we do. Incredible insight of the Meshech Chachma, the Ashech HaKodesh, and Rav Kluger. Moving on to idea number 5. And the Emre 5 comes to us with the Emre Emes. I couldn't find it inside. The Sas Emes is on the Emre Emes. The Emre Emes says in the last Pasuk in Revis, we know that Aaron, their Korach's a whole. Korach obviously loses, everything gets swallowed up. And there's a Magifa, there's a plague that happens. Vayashav Aaron and Moshe, Pesach, Omoi, Vamagifa, Netzar. What happened once Aaron and Moshe come to the Omoi, and the plague stops. Says the Emre Emes, what's this Lashon Al Pesach Omoi? It comes to the beginning of the Omoi. Says the Emre Emes, the Anova of Aaron is apparent very closely here. Shaya Saba Shaadai Nitzav Hurak Pesach Avoda. Al Pesach Omoid. Aaron Akoyin was so humble. Right? We usually associate humility with Moshe. Here says the MS, we only want to make sure to show you Aaron's humility. That he was always Al Pesach Omoid. He was only always just starting. The Ainu Royal Econos the final of Nim. And this is exactly what caused by Amagifan Sara. That ability, that anivas, that humility, that bittul to the Ribbono Shel Olam of that ischachus to be able to start again. That is exactly what stopped the plague. And this is Rabbi Nachman 101. Rabbi Nassim writes all the time that Rabbi Nachman is constantly, not just waiting for tomorrow to start, but constantly starting his day, restarting his day, always starting, starting the refresh button. And this is the Noam El Melech, Pizchuli Shari Tzedek Avavamodeka. Noam El Melech writes in the back of the Sefer, Kutu Shoshana. Pischuli Sharei Tzedek. When the Jews are always looking to grow and always start that opening, then Ava Mordechai, then the Bona Shalom says, "Ah, I want to see it. I want to be there. I'm going to help him." Habala time is sign us up. You have to have that level anivus, that il binyat billion of eschachus, beautiful insight from the Irmeyemis and from Rabbi Nachman and from the Noam Elimelech. Moving on to review these beautiful ideas. We start saying from the Bial Rabbi, Boker Yodas Hashem, Boker comes the lashon of Levaker, to check. Every single one of us have to be able to check our ways, to press pause, like the Baal Shem Tov says, Va'avaratem, what should we lose? The Mehera, the business, the quickness of life, one step at a time. Rav Mordechai Shapiro says, Yosef, when a Jew is looking to grow, then Hashem Aleichem HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be there. Our Baal HaTar Messiah is always looking to grow, but taking those times to recheck and recalibrate ourselves. The second idea of the Noam Magadim, as Rav Simon says, one of the classical Hasidic Shasvarim, Hama'at Mikem, why should you lower yourself? Ki hivdi aschem l'kei Yisrael. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose you. Don't become Baal HaGaiva B'nei Levi, Moshe was saying. Make sure if you're chosen, be like Moshe and Avram. Moshe says, V'anachnu ma, and Avram says, Anochi Ofa V'efer. Make sure to stay humble. Make sure to stay that you realize everything comes from Bonashon. Ki tishu slave, Moshe kibu Torah Messina. Moshe got the Torah from Messina. No, he didn't. Yes, he did. He understood the media of Anivas from Messina. The third idea is sticking with the Kiddush of Levi. Afal Eretz Chazav Chalav Duvash Tezayin Yidalet Dusan Revim says you didn't even bring this to Eretz Yisrael. Why did Korach make that? Because Korach didn't. It was the Xer wasn't didn't apply to him. If it didn't apply to him, he wasn't going to whine about it. It only applied to people who weren't Bnei Levi, and that's the whole Indian. But he wasn't Ogei B'Davar. He didn't complain about it. Rav Hirsch from Rabbi Zweig says Davka. Why does it Korach V'Chol Daso? Should we see Korach V'Chol Daso versus Moshe and Aaron or against Hashem? Says Rav Hirsch, when someone stole Na'al Hashem Shemayim, I believe this is Parakei Mishnah Chaf. When you're so Na'al Hashem Shemayim, you can't even see the other side. You can't even see that just Korach V'Chol Daso. You can't even see the other side. How important for us is that Ezer Chacham Alom Mikol Adam, as long as it falls under the Shulchan Aruch, as long as it falls halachically, there's something to find Kedusha within every little thing and every little person's perspective in life. What an incredible idea from the Kedusha Levi, Rav Hirsch, quoted by Rabbi Zweig, and my Shabbos Shever, Brachos Baruch Hashem. The fourth idea of the Meshach Chachma, Kechu Ish Machtaso, why Dafka? Everyone had to bring their own Machtasas, their own pans, and their own fire. Because the Gemara, the Meshach Chachma explains, you might think that if Aaron was going to bring his pan, it had Mashiach, it had the anointing from the oil from the Mishkan, people would say, Aaron HaKohen won because he already had the Kedusha, already had it. Moshe said, well, no, we're going to start this, and we're going to make sure there's no effects for fake news or for things to be able to come in and come out. Aaron's going to bring his own pan. Lo Mishalhem, Lo Mishal Tzibur. They're going to make sure they're going to be from themselves and make sure that that's our own personal connection to the Bona Shalom. As the Asher HaKadosh says, V'sein Chukinibus Rasecha B'ni B'chor Yisrael. Each and every one of us have to feel like we are their Bona Shalom's first and only child, son, and daughter, if Kluger explains, had to have our own individual connection of Avodas Hashem. The fifth and final idea, Miriam says, how did the Magefa stop? Very simply, Ayashav Aaron Moshe al Pesach all the way, because Aaron is always starting over. He's always at the Pesach. Like Aaron, Avram Avinu was always at the Pesach of his house, the Pesach of his tent. Aaron was always at the Pesach all the way, and his ability to, as Anivas, to have Schachas, that was the ability that stopped the Magefa. Rabbi Nachman writes all the time that his Rebbe, Rabbi Nachman, is always constantly Schachas, starting over and over and over again. And that's what Noam Mar says in the Kutta Shoshana, Pischuli Sharei Tzedek of Avav Morikah. When the Jews, Pischuli Sharei Tzedek, always looking to start of Avav Morikah, then their Bona says, Kvalt, I'm going to be there for you, I'm going to help you every step of the way. Shavuot Zocha, to always take the time to pause, to grow, to be able to connect ourselves, to really dig down deep to have Bittel, to have another, to Avon Hashem, to find always to find the Kedusha and find the different perspectives in Yiddishkeit, to make sure we find our own individual, personal, beautiful connection to the Avon Hashem, and to understand that we're constantly, with our humility, we're always just starting, always just beginning in our Avodas Hashem, Bez Hashem Shkoich.